The Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph relates the tragic story of Bar Kamtza, who was humiliated at a party and thrown out of the party. And Bar Kamtza blamed the rabbis at that party for not doing anything to help him. And the Gemara continues and says that Bar Kamtza was so enraged that the rabbis did nothing, he concocted a whole story to the king that the Jews were rebelling against him. Of course, it was a complete fabrication, but to prove, I say in quotes, to prove that the Jews were indeed rebelling against the king, Bar Kamtza suggested to the king that the king offer a korban in the Beis HaMikdash to see if the Jews would accept his korban. The king agreed to test the Jews in that way, and he donated a calf to the Beis HaMikdash. However, Bar Kamtza gave the animal a mum, a blemish, rendering it invalid as a korban. However, the Gemara says that the rabbis thought that they should sacrifice the animal as a korban, even though it had a blemish, in order to maintain peace with the government. But a great rabbi at the time, Rav Zecharia ben Avkula, said, no, the animal cannot be brought as a korban, it has a mum. So the rabbis suggested that they kill Bar Kamtza so that he would not go and speak against them to the king. But again, Rav Zecharia ben Avkula spoke up and said, no, we cannot kill him either. And the Gemara concludes that as a result of Rav Zecharia ben Avkula's objections, they did nothing. And Bar Kamtza's slander was accepted by the king. And tragically, Rabbi Yochanan said, An v'sanuso shel Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas hechriva es beisenu v'sarfa es hechaleinu v'higlisanu me'artzenu. Rabbi Yochanan said, An v'sanuso, the humility of Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas destroyed our Beis HaMikdash, burned our hechal, and our sanctuary, and exiled us from our land. That is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. It's a painful and tragic Gemara. However, we have to ask a question on the wording of this Gemara that many of the Mefarshim ask. Why does the Gemara say, An v'sanuso shel Reb Zecharia ben Avkulas? The humility of Reb Zecharia ben Avkulas destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What does humility have to do with Rav Zecharia ben Avkula said? Maybe it was his stringencies, maybe it was his righteousness, something else perhaps, but why humility? This question is asked by the Maharatz Chayus, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayus, who died in 1855. The Maharatz Chayus was a phenomenal Talmud Chacham and author of many Sfarim, including a monumental work on the Gemara. He was the Rav of Zhovka, in today's western Ukraine, about 500 kilometers west of Kiev, and he gives the following beautiful explanation in his Perush to this Gemara in Gittin. Says the Maharatz Chayus, it is clear that the Korban of Bar Kamtza could and should have been brought as a Korban, even though it had a blemish, because of fear of retribution from the king. It was Sakanas Nefashos. It was Pikuach Nefesh. And the Korban could and should have been brought, as the rabbi suggested. In addition, Bar Kamtza himself could have been killed. He had a din of a rodef. His actions literally brought mortal danger to the rabbis and to the others, Jews in Yushalayim. And we know that the halacha is, Im bal horgecha hashkem lahargo. If someone comes to try and kill you, you can and you must kill him first. That halacha appears in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Chesamad Aleph, and elsewhere. So Bar Kamtza could have been killed, as the rabbi suggested. But in order to make these decisions, it took a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Torah leader, a Torah giant, who could make a halachic decision in such a heavy and serious matter. Rav Zecharia ben Avkulas was exactly that kind of leader and that kind of Torah giant. But he didn't see himself like that. He was humble. He was excessively humble, overly humble, unduly humble. He didn't feel he was worthy to make such a decision. And therefore, no decision was made. And as they say, the rest is history. An v'sanuso shel Reb Zecharia ben Avkulas hechriva es beisenu, etc. It's quite a tragic and powerful message for us on Tisha B'Av and for all year round. It is, of course, an incredibly important midah to be humble. But anava, humility, does not mean ignoring our strengths, overlooking or discounting the skills and talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. In general, and on Tisha B'Av specifically, it's important to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us certain skills. He has placed us in a certain place, in a certain time, in a certain situation, with specific circumstances. And we're going to need to recognize all of those gifts, those God-given gifts, and we're going to have to act on them in the service of God if we are to expect to get out of this lengthy and painful galus. Hashem is waiting for us to stand up and to use all of the gifts that He gave us to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in full tshuva and to serve Him with those divine gifts. Wishing you an easy, meaningful, and productive fast.